We started today by talking about the parable of the rich fool and what it means to live rich toward God. Let's dial into that word fool, Randy. This man in the parable is, of course, described as a fool. In this context, what does it mean to be a fool?
A fool is someone who is ignorant of the things of God or ignores the things of God, who makes choices based on his own kind of desires and intuitive, oh, this is right, but it's really not this is right, is this is what I want to do. A fool is the person who does what he wants to do all the time. And that to me is utter foolishness. And the thing that's interesting about this is that God calls upon us to do things because they are right. But that's not the only reason. He also calls upon us to do the right things because they are the smart things. They are the things that will pay off in life. So the fool is missing it on two levels. One is he's doing the wrong thing. But the wrong thing is also the stupid thing. It's the foolish thing. That's why he's a fool. And so the interesting thing is that to do the right thing is always in our best interest. So when it comes to materialism, when it comes to storing up things in the barn and eat, drink, and be merry, and, you know, I've accomplished all this, and here it is, it's not just that it's the wrong thing to do. It's the foolish thing to do because God's going to take it away from you. I mean, you're going to die, or before you die, perhaps it'll all be taken away from you. But one thing is certain, you're not going to have an eternal relationship with your possessions in this life. I mean, that's just obviously true, but it's not obvious to the fool. And so what God is calling upon us to do is to direct those treasures toward God, and to invest in the lives of other people, and to do with those things what will count and last for eternity, so that we will not only be righteous, but in being righteous, we will be wise.
Yeah, that's so good. You know, I was thinking about this. You know, when we think about this fool, Randy, you know, this rich man in the parable, he's saying, you know, his security comes without considering God. He's using his wealth to provide for his own security, leisure, and identity without acknowledging any need for God and his grace. You know, when I look at this passage, I'm reading right from Luke verse 19. He says, "And I will say to myself, you have many goods stored up for yourself for many years." And he just keeps saying, "I and me, this is what I will do. I will tear down my barns." And it's just clear that he's not acknowledging God for any of this, right?
Right. I mean, he's acknowledging his own wisdom, skill, or maybe Mother Nature that provided these things, but it's just not about God. And when you don't see God as the source, then that's where everything goes wrong. And that's why any time at any conference related to money, giving, finances, if it's from a Christian perspective, something's got to be said about God owns it all. You know, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. That's Psalm 24:1. Haggai 2:8, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. I mean, he just makes emphatically clear that it all belongs to him. And I actually was speaking at a conference one time where somebody said to me, "I hope you guys aren't going to say that thing about how God owns it all." And, and I said, "Well, why?" "Because we all know it." And I said, "Well, we've all heard it, but that doesn't mean that we know it in the sense of we own it and we're living that way." And I felt like the very fact that he didn't want to hear it said suggested that he doesn't really believe it, or maybe he believes it in theory, but does not live like it's true.